produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Leaders of Legacy Radio. This is your host, Minister Melissa, here on the line for one more time to just give gratitude to the Lord and share with you in His Word and just thank Him for just being such an amazing Father. Thank you, God. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for your support. Thank you. Thank you. In a day and age where everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial, thank you for taking the time to do what benefits your soul and logging in and jumping on and listening in to, you know, God's word and just the stations at large that are just sharing the gospel and preaching the truth. Thank you. Thank you for your continued prayers. Thank you for just trusting the God in me to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. So we're going to get right into it. And we are going to be coming out of Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 30 to 33. Have you ever felt like you just don't fit the part? Have people ever made you feel like, you know, you don't fit the part of a pastor? You don't fit the part of, you know, a teacher? You don't look like a minister? You know, these are all kind of, not insults, but things that have lately been coming my way. And what exactly does the part look like? You know, who exactly has the say to what God thinks you should look like? Because He's the one that chose you, you know. And lately I've had these three comments be sent my way, indirectly and directly. And you know, recently transitioned into a new career, and just a God ordained door, you know. And I encounter some challenging days there, and a coworker of mine was saying, well, she don't look the part, You know, she don't look the part of a pastor. Like, she can't be no minister. Look at her with all her tattoos. And she don't dress like a pastor. And I got wind of it. And my first reaction was, here go that religious spirit. You know, have to off its head again. But then a piece inside of me was like pierced. Because I said, you know, Lord, like, this has been the constant battle for me. People just think I don't fit the part. You know, I'm not good enough, or I'm too, you know, I'm too much, whatever that means. But breaking over these barriers and just remembering who God created me to be. And it doesn't matter about the clothes that I wear or the tattoos that I might have or, you know, the color of my hair or how loud I am or how soft-spoken I am. God created us each individually imperfectly perfect for His use. Not for the applaud of man, but for His use. And people don't understand that my tattoos are the biggest thing that God uses to spark conversation. If I'm in restaurants, if I'm out at the malls or the stores, people always say something about my tattoos or what do they mean. And it's always an opportunity to minister the gospel to them. So for somebody to say, I don't fit the part because I have tattoos. Okay. Okay. For, you know, a lot of the way that I dress, like, I'm a real shoe person, so I always have, you know, nice shoes on, and people always are commenting or complimenting my shoes, and I'll break out with something, you know, like, oh, you gotta keep your feet right, you know, to run that race and stay close to Jesus, nothing but the best, you know. So it's always opportunities that God uses for me to open the door, the way I'm dressed, you know, jeans with holes in them or high heels. And, you know, some days I dress down, some days I dress up, some days I'm in a jogging suit. It doesn't matter. It's always an opportunity to share the gospel and the goodness of God. So I just want to encourage those that might not look the part, or those that have, you know, been with people that expected you to be a certain part but never expected you to supersede that part that they expected of you. Because when you're following hard after God, you will supersede man's expectations of you. And you will supersede the limits that they put on you. And I just want to encourage you that it's so worth it to keep pressing on to all that God has called you to be. And you might lose some people along the way, because the closer you get to Him, the more you become like Him. And it gets so uncomfortable to stay the same, because He takes us from glory to glory to glory. And sorry, because I'm getting emotional as I share this, because it's a deep place in my heart. It's a recent place in my heart where, you know, you're around people that love you and they love you through. And then you finally get to a good place in God, and God begins to disconnect. And God begins to put, you know, distance between you and people that you thought would always be there. And then you begin to ask God why, you know. And some people just put limits on us. And they want us to be what they want us to be. What they wanted us to be. And that's not who God called us to be. You know, God called us each with an intention. And it hurts. It hurts. So I just encourage you, for those of you that might be listening to the sound of my voice and you feel like, you know, oh, you don't fit the part. What is the part? What is the part? You know, I thought we were supposed to just love him and run hard after him and chase hard after him and everyone that we come across be an example to them of him and lead them to him. That's the part. With everything that we have, leading others to him, that's the part. So Romans 8:30 says this, and those whom he thus foreordained, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not withhold or spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? God who justifies. That is, who puts us in right relation to himself. Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God, who acquits us? So, when God called you, it wasn't a conference call. God had a plan and a purpose for you before anyone ever had an opinion of you. God himself made us righteous, putting us in right standing with him. He's the one that did it. He is the one that did it. God is on our side. So when people look at us and think that we don't fit the part, or we don't measure up, or we don't sound like them and we don't do it like them, don't ever settle for that. Don't ever settle to come down to that level. Because when you're doing things the way other people do it, you're not releasing your oil before God. You're not releasing your fragrance in who God called you to be. You're not resembling the purest form of Jesus Christ because you're trying to do it someone else's way. So don't ever settle for that. Be exactly who God called you to be. Be exactly who God destined you to be. We're predestined. We're foreordained. He called us into his righteousness. He called us, not man, not our friends, not our families, not our pastors, not our church family. God called us. What then shall we say to all of this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Many will come and rise up against you when you're walking in the fullness of God. Many will have an opinion. Many will pass a judgment. Many will say things that are not true. You know, you'll be lied on. You'll be accused. So much will happen. But don't allow that to shift your focus. Don't allow the sin against you to produce sin in you. Because man will always fall short. But God will defend us. God will defend you. God will fight for you. God will vindicate you. This is something that we need to understand and fully live from, understanding that God is for us. Nothing and no one. It might rise up against us. They might come against us, but it's not gonna prosper. The weapons won't prosper. The word curses won't prosper. The insults won't prosper. The lies won't prosper, because every lie that is launched against you, God will silence every tongue that has lied against you. And your character will outweigh every lie ever told about you. Your character will outweigh it. And it might hurt because it's coming from people that you've trusted, people that you loved. I know the feeling all too well. But I encourage you today to keep your eyes fixed, because if he is for you, who can come against you? If he has called you and chosen you, no one can unseat you from the table that God has placed before you. No one. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It's God that justifies. He put us in right relation to Him so we could come forward. And whoever will accuse or try to impeach God's chosen, God will deal with that. God acquits us of all charges of our past, all charges of unrighteousness, all charges of, you know, slander and lies and miscommunication, Lord, like the misunderstandings. God will handle all of that. We need to do nothing but be still. We need to do nothing but be exactly who God called us to be. Through all these trials, through all these hurts, through all these, you know, failures, we're being raised with a heavenly dignity. A heavenly dignity comes from the pressing. And there's nothing greater than that. Because all of this will one day fade away. But there's a heavenly dignity that's rising in each of us that choose to stand and continue the race. There's a heavenly dignity. It's a condition of our hearts. It's a state of being. We're not waiting to get to heaven. We're walking heaven out. We're walking heaven out daily. And that might bother some people. That might bother some people because you might not do it like them. You might not sound like them. You might not look like them. You might not fit their part that they thought. But you are exactly whom God chose, whom God wants to use. There's a specific people waiting for you to fulfill your purpose so that you can give them the message of hope, so that you can bring them the message of salvation, so that you can bring them a freedom. So I encourage you, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to fight the good fight, to heal in the broken places, to take the areas of discord in your own self and unbelief in your own self and lay it at the feet of Jesus. Because on that cross, He endured. He endured all of that. He endured all of our insecurities. He endured all the accusations. He endured all the lies that were going to rise up against us. He endured it all. And He went to the cross and laid His life down. No one took it from Him. He laid it down for you and I so that we can become exactly who He created us to be. Exactly who He predestined us to be. And I'm preaching to myself. I am preaching to myself today. He predestined us. He predestined you. He predestined me to become all that He designed us to be, because He knew that we would be faithful. He knew what we would endure. He knew. He formed us in our mother's womb. All of our steps are before Him. All the days of our lives have been planned out before Him. He knew what we were going to endure. And He took it to the cross. He took it all to the cross for you and I. So I encourage you to continue the good fight of faith, to continue loving those who curse you, to continue to love those who make up false accusations against you. I encourage you to love them so much, to love them so much. And continue growing, continue laying down, continue the process, continue getting up every time you're knocked down, continue to keep your eyes fixed, continue to look at yourself the way that He sees you and not through the opinions and the accusations of man. Because I know, we might not ever get an apology from people here on earth. But there's going to come a day where we stand before Him and we have to give an account for our response. May your response remain on the altar. May your response remain pure. May your response, may you stay so oily so that the things just roll off of your back. May there be such a hedge of fire around you that the fiery darts of the enemy, they're quenched in the air. Like the Psalms say, they're quenched in the air. Every fiery dart of the enemy, it fails. It falls in the air. May the fire of God be so bright around you that nothing touches you, that no hair on your head will be scorched, that you won't even smell like smoke when you come out of the fire of transformation, the fire of reforming, that fire, that may you grow through and may you understand that He's for you. He's for you. He's not against you. He's for you. And He loves you exactly as you are. He loves your craziness. He loves your loudness. He loves your uniqueness. He loves everything about you. For He formed you in your mother's womb. God did that. God did that. And Jesus knows us by that. And He laid down His life in hopes that we would fulfill everything that we've been predestined to fulfill. So the next time somebody looks at you and thinks that you don't fit the part, or someone sees you and you know, just is baffled by what God is doing or how God uses you, may you just smile and remember in the forefront of your mind that Jesus died so that you would overcome this and become. And may you look at them with gratitude in your heart for the low places and the mud and the miry clay that Jesus has pulled you out of. And may you remember to give Him all the glory. May we be a people that give Him all the glory and never take no glory for our own, because in us there is no good thing except Him. He is the only good thing within us. So may you have a peace in knowing that you have been predestined. Before the foundations of the world, you have been predestined. God had you in mind with a thought. God had you in mind with a specific plan, with a specific purpose to do great and mighty things for Him. So may you be encouraged. May you be encouraged. May you walk in the fear and love and admiration of the Lord. May you walk in mercy and grace. May you fulfill the steps and plan that has been ordained for you before time even began. May you walk out God's purpose and plan for your life, knowing that He is with you, that He loves you, that it doesn't matter what others think or feel about you. He thought you were to die for, and He did just that. So I bless you today. I bless you with a steadfast love, with a steadfast peace, with a steadfast understanding of who you are. May the revelation of who you are become so alive in you that you don't settle for nothing less than His best, than His greatest, than His joy, than His love, than His peace. May the mind of Christ be on you and in you, so that you would think on what is pure, on what is true, on what is righteous, on what is noble, on what is holy. That your mind will think on things heavenward. And each and every day that you would walk out and fulfill the purpose, that you would preach the gospel, that you would spread love, that you would share His name unto everyone you come across, that you would be a living epistle for all to read. Despite the way you look on the outside, may Jesus shine bright from the inside of your life. And may you understand that you were never put on this earth to do it like someone else. You were put on this earth to resemble and mimic Christ and Christ alone. Follow the image. Follow the ways. Follow the Father's voice. Follow the ways of Christ and be made new each and every day by the transforming and the renewing of your mind. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be renewed in your mind Let no one put condemnation on you. I break condemnation off of you right now in Jesus' name. I break condemnation. And I release the power of the living God to fill you afresh, the fire to baptize you afresh, to walk in the standard of godliness, being a true living epistle, a true example of Jesus Christ. I bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You fit the part. You matter. You matter to God. You make a difference in the earth. You make a difference in the earth. Walk with a heavenly dignity. Walk with a heavenly dignity. And rise above everything sent your way to destroy you. Love them with the love and zeal of Christ. Bear much fruit. Show much love. By this they will know you and come to Him. So be blessed, be strengthened, be encouraged in the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. And may you walk knowing that He is in you. He's with you. He is inside of you. His glory is your rear guard. You need not be afraid of whom God called you to be. Be that. Be that. So I bless you. Once again, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank you for joining us here tonight at Leaders of Legacy Radio. And I pray that you would continue to cover us, continue to cover Leaders of Legacy. You can email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. And just share with us. Share with us how you've been blessed. Share with us your prayer requests. Share with us whatever God is doing in your heart or speaking into your life. Share with us and keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. We covet your prayers. We covet your prayers for the prison ministry and the street ministry. We have a full calendar this summer coming up of street ministry and prison visits. So just keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer as we do what God has called us to do. And never forget, when God looks upon you, He is well pleased. My brother and sister, He is well pleased. The peace, love, and grace and mercy of God be with you all of your days. I bless you and I love you. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.